Conservative Republicans are reeling from President Trump's deal this week with Democratic leaders that will allow so-called Dreamers to stay in the U.S. with more border security but no border wall. And they're making their feelings known on social media. Now, on Friday, we look at the news through social media, so let's do that with Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Robin.
So what are people saying?
Oh, let me give you a little flavor of it. At PG Angel says, "Gonna sneak my kids into Disney World, and you better let them stay because it's not their fault I didn't wait in line and pay like everyone else." Okay. She is not happy with hashtag DACA deal. At Real James Woods, the actor James Woods, hence the Twitter handle, is very conservative and tweets very conservative thoughts online. And he says about President Trump, if he does not build the wall, he simply will not get reelected. If he does build it, he will win 2020 by a landslide. A little bit of political analysis there by at Real James Woods. The president, meanwhile, is thinking, well, he's thinking this. He tweeted this about 24 hours ago. Does anybody really want to throw out good, educated and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? Really? Of course, he asked a question and there was an answer immediately underneath that tweet, getting thousands and thousands of retweets from Michael Gray. Yes, they must go back. When we voted for you, it was to save America, not support illegal immigrants. He goes on with eight pithy tweets, all pushing back at the president's decision at the moment to maybe work out a deal for DACA recipients.
Well, it's just amazing how the president, being such an active Twitter user, has meant he's had this conversation, and often it's his biggest supporters. Ann Coulter said, President Trump should be impeached. Breitbart News has got the hashtag Amnesty Don. People are posting pictures of themselves burning the MAGA Make America Great Again hats.
They are. And at Sean Hannity, who is a personal friend of the president, he tweeted, "I blame Republicans. They caused this. They wanted him to fail and now pushed him into the arms of political suicide. Dot, dot, dot. This is important. Capital letters. If true."
If true about the DACA deal. Okay, well, it seems to be. So we'll continue to watch a reaction to that on social media, which is also reacting to National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster's call for every federal agency to hold a training on leaking. Now, BuzzFeed News discovered this because that call was leaked. So how is this going over online?
People were laughing, basically. And I can quote you bits of the leak program or the anti-leak program. It actually refers to every federal government department and agency. So that is huge. And it's a 1-hour training for unauthorized disclosures. And the reason that comes from the National Security Advisor that it's so important is because it causes harm to our nation and shakes the confidence of the American people. That was not a classified document, but the idea was not that it then circulates around the internet at the same time.
Right. Also this week, people reacted to reports that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin asked to use a government jet for his honeymoon. Now, we remember he traveled to Kentucky on a government jet to see the eclipse. His wife posted those pictures of all her designer clothing getting off of the jet. Mnuchin apparently withdrew the request for the honeymoon jet, but he is worth $300 million. So what's the commentary there?
Well, the commentary is, I went straight to the Treasury Secretary's Twitter feed just to see what he was thinking. And there were two really important tweets. The first one at the top says, "I didn't use a government plane on my honeymoon. And if I had, I would have paid for it myself. Hashtag fake news." And his honeymoon took in France and it took in Scotland. It was rather glorious. It went all over Europe just earlier on in the summer. Now, what actually happened, as far as we understand, is that he said, "I have a national security issue. Can I take a jet?" And his authorities and officials said, "Actually, we have another way for you to still have secure communications." Just underneath that tweet was an interview that he did with Politico recently, and he explains it in more detail. He put that video up there. So again, on his Twitter feed, at Steven Mnuchin 1, you can see his explanation for what happened. His explanation and the way that the information spread out is it's fake news. "I didn't use the jet. I wasn't going to. I was looking for a national security way." of keeping my communications safe.
All righty then. Okay, look, a couple things we just want to mention in passing. People should go look for the picture that actress Selena Gomez posted, an Instagram photo of herself and the actress Francia Raisa, I think, her friend, and now her kidney donor. She had a kidney donated from this friend. Gomez had lupus, and she hasn't shared much. That picture has just gone viral, and it's just lovely. And we just want to talk about the hot dog vendor at the University of California, Berkeley. He went viral when he was busted for not having a permit, and video showed the officers writing him a ticket but taking his cash. Listen.
That's not right, man.
Oh. That's how it works.
That's not right.
Back up.
Oh, that's not right.
We just have a couple seconds, but that spawned the hashtag Justice for Juan and a GoFundMe campaign. I mean,
wrote him a ticket, took his money, and the internet was so unhappy, they did a crowdfunding roundup for him. And the goal was $10,000. Wait for it, Robin.
How much?
$82,480. All right,
then.
Going to buy a food truck.
Femi
Okeh,
host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you.
You're welcome.